1340-96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, the 7th day of June for 2017. A backhoe struck a PG&E gas line yesterday afternoon, prompting evacuations in South Jackson. The incident happened along Emerald Lane off of Scottsville Boulevard. Emergency personnel arrived to find gas flowing and evacuated Emerald Lane as a precaution. PG&E crews were called to the scene and had the gas shut off by about 3:30 in the afternoon. The evacuation order was then lifted. 6 people were affected by the outage until the repairs could be made to the gas service. PG&E reminds everyone, call 811 before you dig. Calaveras Sheriff's Office raided a cockfighting and illegal marijuana cultivation operation recently, arresting one man. Deputies identified the property on Dickinson Court in Burson as a marijuana growing operation in late May and started investigating. They determined it was an unregistered and illegal marijuana grow and received a search warrant for the property. They served the warrant and found not only an outdoor marijuana growing operation, but evidence of cockfighting and 5 roosters, some of which were injured. 920 plants and 11 pounds of processed marijuana were seized. They also found a bottle of illegal, dangerous pesticide. 63-year-old Jose Moran was found at the scene and arrested on multiple felonies. If you have any information related to this investigation, or you believe an unregistered marijuana grow has started near you, contact the Calaveras County Marijuana Enforcement Team tip line, 754-6870. That's 754-6870. New rules for buildings in downtown Ione topped the agenda during last night's Ione City Council meeting. The council voted to approve a package of revisions to the city's zoning code with a focus on the downtown corridor. The city will now grant 3 years rather than just one to rebuild or repair damaged old buildings which no longer conform to the city's existing code. Building height requirements will be eased in downtown, and changes have been made to the city's sign regulations. Now, most of these changes are intended to either make regulations more clear or to ease regulation on redevelopment of existing buildings. The City Council continues to debate the future of its wastewater system as well, and last night focused on a discussion of a regional wastewater recycling feasibility study that outlined strategies for Ione to work with Mule Creek State Prison and the ARSA system that serves Sutter Creek, Amador City, and Martell. But with several of the proposed projects in the study expected to cost millions of dollars, and Ione facing an uncertain future with the State Water Quality Control Board and strained relations between Ione and ARSA, a clear agreement on a regional solution seems unlikely. Well, burn hours have been changed. Burn hours now, nighttime, effective yesterday, from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. and only with a valid burn permit. You also have to call your local air pollution control district ahead of time to make sure it's a permissive burn day. When you do burn, only burn dry, natural vegetation, not trash or other debris. Don't burn on windy days. Keep your burn pile 4 feet in size or smaller and clear a 1 foot diameter circle down to bare soil around the pile. An adult must be in attendance, and you must have a shovel and water source nearby at all times. For more information on burning, visit your nearby CAL FIRE or other fire station. A Valley Springs man has been arrested for several felony charges, but not much information has been released yet. According to reports from the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, 19-year-old Evan Crow of Valley Springs was arrested on charges of kidnapping, false imprisonment with violence, battery with serious bodily injury, and making criminal threats. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office arrested him Friday night at an address on Gold King Drive. The investigation is ongoing and no further information has been released due to the nature of the case. And if you'd like to volunteer some time tomorrow, Indian Grande Rocks State Park in Pine Grove is the place to do it. The park is partnering with California State Parks Foundation on a natural resource project from 9 to noon tomorrow at the park. The park's Champions Program holds various volunteer work days throughout the year at state parks across California. Tomorrow, if you enjoy volunteering in the outdoors and want to do a little work with a fun group of people, show up and make a difference at the Chausey Park tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock. And again, a quick reminder for you, East Bay Mud scheduled to conduct a vegetation management burn today, starting at 9 o'clock. The burn will be 10 acres in size off of Stony Creek Road near Pardee. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning, 7th day of June of 2017. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.